All right. My name is Sierra Berry with Miami University, and I'm here in the Denver Parks and Recreation offices with Executive Director Happy Haynes. Thank you so much for joining me, talking to me a little bit.
I'm delighted to talk to you about one of my favorite topics.
One of mine, too. So I have to start, and you may hear this all the time, but I'd love to know how you came by the name Happy. Is that a given name or a nickname you've earned along the way?
It is. Happy is my nickname. I like to think I've earned it, but it is a translation. My translation of my official name, Alegra, in Spanish, Alegre means happy.
Oh, so Alegra and Happy are both beautiful names and seem fitting.
Yeah, thank you.
I understand you've had quite an accomplished career as a politician here in Denver, working on city council, a lot of work with education. What brought you to Parks and Recreation?
You know, I do. In fact, I just celebrated my 30th year in the city this week.
Congratulations.
And it's been an interesting journey in a lot of different places in the city. And I came to Parks and Recreation about 4 years ago at the request of Mayor Hancock. And you know, I'm coming back to the city because I had left the city about 10 years prior to do some other things. And he wanted me to think about running the Parks and Recreation Department, and thought my experience in the city, as well as a number of experiences I'd had over time working in conservation and, you know, with youth development and so on, would make a nice match for me in this department, and it has. It's been wonderful.
I am a huge park lover. I imagine that a lot of folks around here are. What role would you say that parks play in our lives, especially in such an urban community like Denver?
Mm-hmm. Well, we like to think that parks are vital, part of our city's infrastructure, that the parks are an integral to the quality of life. So there are a lot of elements of living in an urban community, and, you know, transportation and mobility and housing and urban planning and, you know, economics. And in some ways, parks have a role to play in a lot of those, but for me, it's the place where we can connect to nature, be outdoors. I think this parks, I think, and recreation and the activities around parks connect people to health and healthy lifestyles, probably more than any other part of our city's infrastructure. Parks are like our Zen place. You know, we play in them, but, you know, they're a refuge from what can be, sometimes overwhelming environment of being in an urban place. And so it's like having sometimes an oasis, in the midst of, places, those of us who live in cities probably wouldn't be anywhere else. But, you know, it's good to have, places where we can get away from it. And we don't have to get in our cars and drive 30 miles, that we have places right in our own backyards where we can commune with nature, we can go outside and play. And I say go outside and play, that's a phrase that I've heard from the time I was a little girl. To me, that's the sort of imperative. It's what I like to tell everybody in Denver: go outside and play. It's good for you in so many ways, and so that's, you know, and parks contribute to the economic values in our communities significantly, and they're the sort of lungs. They help address, you know, the environmental issues that we face in urban communities by absorbing some of the stuff that we put into the air that we shouldn't be, probably, and, you know, also serving as a you know, flood control, flood mitigation, and so provides, you know, just multiple benefits to a city like ours.
Beautifully said. I really want to zero in on City Park. We were speaking earlier about how it's one of my favorite places and a place you've really loved too. It's got so many unique features, a lot of open space, a lot of history, an excellent zoo, and a science museum. How have the people of Denver used this park over the years and into today?
Yeah, well, so many ways, and it's you know, it's my favorite park, and I guess as the executive director of this department, I shouldn't have favorites, but I do. City Park is my home. I grew up in it. I grew up in many ways in the institutions that are in it as well, the museum and the zoo. And so I think my experience in terms of using the park is, you know, is really representative of so many other people who, you know, came, you know, come to the park as children just to play and be outdoors, for families and picnics and you know, special occasions that, you know, the park is the first place people think of. You know, to have a cultural experience in the museum and, you know, or the zoo. To learn at, you know, it's a place in both of those institutions of learning, but so is the rest of the park, and it's an informal place of discovering things, and you know, with a huge lake and two smaller bodies of water, you know, it's an opportunity to observe nature and to observe some of the creatures in nature close by. And it's just a great place to, you know, if you want to walk or get fit, you know, why not do it in a beautiful setting? And, you know, City Park offers all of those. I'm a huge fan of the places in the park that allow people to come together to build community. And so the Historic Pavilion is that place, and there are other places there too. The meadows right outside the museum are just a natural gathering, outdoor gathering space. But you know, the music, the City Park jazz concerts that, you know, that I've been involved in, you know, from the very beginning, you know, where now literally every weekend in the summer, you know, for 10 weeks, thousands of people come to just enjoy the music and, you know, picnic and, you know, spend time together. And, you know, that's a pretty amazing thing to have so many people coming from not just the nearby neighborhoods, but all over the metro area. So it really is, it has a regional draw. It's the people's park, the sort of central park for Denver. We do have another park that's named Central Park, but the idea of this being our sort of center flagship place for the people who live here and work here and, you know, and visit here.
Absolutely. We spoke a little bit about a new master plan, some exciting changes and developments coming to the park. What can you share about that?
Well, we just completed a master plan that does several things. It had been over 20, 25 years before, since the last master plan, and we had been able to accomplish a number of the changes and improvements and projects that we, the last master plan called for. This one really dug more deeply into the historic character of the park with the city growing and growing demand on the park. People were nervous about losing its essence, losing the features, the historic features that people had come to love and know and cherish. And so we wanted to make sure that we had a way of preserving many of those historic elements of how the park is laid out and, you know, the different places and the different kinds of activities that all of the different spaces lend themselves to, and at this and guide its development and its design in a thoughtful way, and at the same time allow for growth and change, and recognizing that, you know, 20 years from now, there'll be a new generation and different people, and that the park has served generations up to this point and has had some changes along the way, and it, you know, it needs to continue to serve future generations. And so it is a great blend of looking to the future and, you know, and making sure that we're preserving, you know, the treasures of the past.
Absolutely. What are some of the changes we can expect to see, and maybe some of the partnerships that have been formed in that journey of planning?
I think always to begin with, you know, the partnerships with our, you know, two resident institutions are paramount, the zoo and the museum, and had a lot of conversations with both about how they relate, you know, how their design and how, you know, their relationship to the park. And I think mm-hmm. both institutions agree that strengthening that relationship, as opposed to just being a museum or a zoo that happens to be located in the park, to be really a part of it in a really important way. And so that's something I think we'll see more of as we move forward. And of course, the museum's Without Walls project mm-hmm. and the nearby nature, we're looking to see the park as a learning, you know, as an educational extension of what people come to the museum for science and nature, and you know, there it is, you know, in a very interactive format right outside the doors. And so we're really excited about that partnership and you know, connecting what we all love, what, you know, the features of nature in the park, and how we sort of transfer or translate back and forth between the museum and the park the experiences that people have with nature in a really seamless way. So really excited about that. Park serves as an important place for sports. That continues to be the case. There's a great relationship with the high school immediately across the street, and lots of other sports organizations who, there are hardly a weekend in the spring and summer and fall goes by that you don't see, you know, some groups of kids or adults playing a variety of sports. And those sports have changed over the years. I mean, who would have thought that soccer would be as popular as it is today? And yet, you know, it's filled with soccer, and, you know, lacrosse is beginning to become an important, you know. And so we recognize that over time, new sports will emerge. And, you know, we want, you know, people to feel like the park is a place to come to play. Yeah. And so we've got two playgrounds, you know, sort of restorations underway, and really redesigning completely to, you know, one very large playground that reflects the fact that it's a regional park and people come from all over, and that it's literally a playground for everyone. All ages, and then the park that we're working in partnership with the museum to create a more natural, nature-based play area. And this is a sort of new area for us in Denver Parks, and we're, you know, in the last few years just creating more nature-based play opportunities around the city that we're really excited about, and we're getting great feedback from people who do want to have that feel of, you know, not manicured lawns, but, you know, real nature at their doorsteps.
Yeah. Well, it seems like such a special place to connect with your health and with nature and with mm-hmm. your community. And it's pretty special that someone like you that grew up in the park mm-hmm. is now nurturing that relationship next generation.
It's extraordinarily a blessing for me. You know, the park has nurtured me in so many ways. I grew up right next door on the north side of the golf course and walked across the park every day, you know, to both junior and senior high school. So for, you know, 6 years, you know, I walked across that park every single day and examined. And yet there are still places that are, you know, I discover all the time, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I had wonderful experiences exploring the nature, particularly that area right outside the museum with the Box Canyon and the kind of the sort of forested, more forested area mm-hmm. on the east side. So as a youngster, I mean, that was my, you know, forest, my jungle, my, you know, place that we would pretend that, you know, we were, you know, in the middle of nature and no one else around. And, you know, there were wild animals and, you know, the, you know, we were explorers or, you know, goodness knows what from day to day could have been anything. But, I have very, very fond memories of those experiences and, you know, watching the fountain in the middle of the lake
mm-hmm.
and the colors. And so very, very excited to have been part of a group of the City Park Alliance that a few years ago in partnership with the city and in a stormwater project, actually,
mm-hmm.
we're able to do some restoration on the lake and restore this historic fountain that will delight, you know, more generations of people for years to come. And so, you know, all of those experiences, just growing up and spending time and coming for picnics and visiting the zoo and the museum and, you know, walking around the lake and, you know, playing in my personal jungle in the Box Canyon there. And I used to, don't tell anybody this, but when we were young, and I don't know whether we had leash laws or not, but I used to bring my dog over every day to run just at free, you know. And so it was, it's home, really.
Yeah, I can attest, especially teaching summer camp, that still today that Box Canyon is a really special place for imaginary play. And I love just people watching and dog watching
mm-hmm.
in that space. Thank you so much for taking care of it. Thank you for talking to me about it.
Yeah.
This has been an absolute delight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. It's always a pleasure for me to talk about my favorite place.
Me too.
Yeah.